magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. So far, so good, Marianne, right? Got the date right. Got the year right.
I'm impressed.
You know, small things, right?
You're on a roll.
Hey, it's been kind of a whirlwind couple weeks. Holly's back in the saddle, back home, and things are stabilizing a bit. But we have some exciting news to share today.
Okay.
Because we have a special guest, a co-author, one author to another. We'll formally announce Melanie in just a second here, but an author, somebody very strategically involved in ministry locally here, returning from Colorado Springs with a good-looking tan. You've been outdoors. Of course, maybe that came from the audio feed from this past weekend, but excited to have Melanie Jackson here in the studio, and we'll talk about her book, More Than Enough, in just a second, some of the God sightings. Maybe we'll even work in reverse, Melanie, what you're doing now, and then take us back. Even in your prayer time, I was thinking where you're praying that this Saturday with the book signing from 2 to 4 here at the Great News Radio Center, you were asking God that he would ignite in people that sense to step forward, to move forward, to use their God-given talents or abilities to further his kingdom. And you wanted to be an encouragement to those people that will come in, because you can testify to how God took someone that didn't have anything at the time and has helped birth the ministry and accomplish something that nobody was doing in this unique way. Mm-hmm. We're helping those that didn't have a home and helping them find purpose and meaning. So, Marianne, I'm glad you're joining me. And it's kind of neat because yesterday's topics, two of the chapters out of your book, was Night Flight and Why Did You Bring Me Here? And I was thinking with Melanie Jackson here, she could probably write that chapter too. Why did God bring her all this? And so if you missed yesterday's broadcast, on Tuesdays we've been going through Memories of an African Son. We finally, after a couple years of Marianne, I won't say haphazardly reading, but we'd kind of pick a chapter. Hey, this is a good theme, or what's God put on your heart? And you thought this would be a good one. We would start from the very beginning and then read through these 60 chapters in subsequent Tuesdays. So yesterday we covered Night Flight and Why Did You Bring Me Here? And one of the reasons I brought you here, Melanie Jackson, is because you're having a book signing. Right. Actually, you're on a book signing tour. You've been at a lot of different places, and even TV, and the media has covered some of the book signings, and so I think you even have some after this weekend, and you're spreading around Illinois, I think maybe even a couple other states I saw on your itinerary. So let's start in reverse. Why are you here, and what do you hope to accomplish through this broadcast, through this Saturday's book signing from 2 to 4 at the Great News Radio Center, and then certainly in the days ahead?
Well, thanks so much, Mark. It's just good to be here in front of a microphone with you again and just sharing this next part of the journey of what God has been doing in my life. I'm here because I'm bringing the book back to this community, and the full title is More Than Enough: Miraculous Provision Revealed Through See You at Home for Our Friends Without an Address. And the provision piece is really what this book is about, the way that God provided for me in just crazy ways, especially at the beginning of the ministry with no income for a couple years, and him just providing left and right for me personally, and then time after time for the ministry of See You at Home, providing for us with property, with the right volunteer, with the right skills and experience, just at that specific time when it was needed. So it's my God brag book.
But I think even more, it's your way to be a catalyst in other people's lives to trust in God and to see God see them through.
Absolutely.
So it's a testimony to what you saw God doing in you, but you want it to also further other people stepping out in faith, out of their comfort zone into God's courageous zone, as they say.
I really think folks are going to relate to a lot of the things that I've written in here, and that's kind of the point. So it connects with your heart, and you can see that if God is calling you to step out, to move your foot into a place where there is no solid ground underneath your foot, to do it, to trust him with that kind of faith, because he's Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider, and he will help you each step of the way, even when you can't see the step in front of you, and maybe especially when you can't see the step in front of you. He specializes in that.
Yeah. I'm thinking of that movie. Many of our listeners have probably watched it, The Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's exactly the image. He's going towards the grail,
and he's stepping out, and he has no idea how he's
going to...
That just came to my mind, and I was thinking, isn't that how God really desires us to move forward? And Jason has used this illustration about leaning into Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lord, I don't know how it's going to come together. I don't know how you're going to provide. It's beyond me. But I'm going to step out in faith, and it's putting that foot forward. And then, like you've recounted in this book, the provision was there, provided in supernatural ways, unique ways. Another thing I liked about the book is you were very transparent. Mm-hmm. It wasn't always just a smooth, easy road. Everything is wonderful. Mm-hmm. You're going to follow Jesus, and everyone likes you. Your bank book balances, and everything goes great. Mm-hmm. You shared that there were some real struggles and disappointments and heartaches and some transitions out of positions that you thought, wow, I'm going to be here for a long time. Mm-hmm. I love this job. And suddenly it wasn't a fit any longer. But through it all, you saw God continue to provide. But I like the fact that you said it wasn't always easy. There was times of confusion or hurt or, you know, why God? And yet now looking back, you've always seen that he was kind of navigating you through life lessons that sometimes are very hard. Can I get a testimony, Marianne? You probably experienced the same thing as Melanie here, that, you know, when you write a book, you try to be as transparent and honest and forthright. And yet, even as you prayed, Melanie, to God be the glory. And that's kind of another core principle. You wanted God to be glorified through this book.
I'd like to share just a little bit about, it's in the introduction, kind of talking about why I'm sharing about some of those struggles that I've had through my whole life, not just this ministry. As you'll see in this book, God has blessed my gifts of administration, passion, and compassion, a rabid work ethic, and entrepreneurship. Like all humans, one of my greatest strengths has a dark side to it. The dark side of my leadership and passion is that of performance orientation, being demanding, offending others, and expecting perfection from myself and others. In the book, I refer to this as my flat side. We are all in process. We all have a flat side. That doesn't mean God loves you or me any less. It just means that he longs to redeem us one conversation or instance at a time.
That's really nice.
Well, I've known you. I've worked with you. In fact, it was, what, back in
2004.
2004, the Passion of the Christ, when you were coordinating and overseeing, you know, a number of volunteers and the strategic way that God could use that film and volunteers to give out literature about the real meaning of who Jesus Christ is. And I know you had me, like, overseeing a lot of the scheduling. And you were just at a transitional point in your life then, like, okay, Lord, is this what you're using? I have these gifts, and I'm working on a master's in ministry, and I love leading worship and such, and this is kind of a little different, but I saw you being very effective and passionate. I don't think there'd be anyone that knows you that wouldn't say that you're 100% all in. I mean, committed and passionate and determined to accomplish whatever the work at hand. So yeah, that tireless work ethic I've seen many a time.
There's been a few times in my life that God has had me in this just time of waiting. And I'm in another of those right now where I don't know what the next thing is God has for me. And there's no irony that I'm walking around carrying a book about his provision.
Oh, gee.
And my situation right at this moment, when I ordered the books, it took the bank account to zero. Literally, there is no backup. There, you know, aren't parents. There isn't a savings plan. I'm at zero, and I have to move out of the place I'm living September 1st. So I'll need to find a new place to live, and I'm waiting on direction from the Lord. What kind of ministry does he want me to go into? I'm praying it's in Colorado Springs. It took a long time for him to open that door for me to be out there. So I'm hoping I get to stay there, but I'm certainly open to wherever he wants me to go.
That's so important.
Well, this Saturday, our listeners can come out to the Great News Radio Center. You all know where that's at, right? Here at Lincoln Square, right across from the big chalkboard, right across from Stango in the food court is a restaurant here, so we're kind of kitty-cornered to them. But we're Unit 112. The doors will be open. Melanie will be here from 2 to 4 p.m., and she'll have multiple copies of her book, More Than Enough, Miraculous Provisions Revealed Through See You at Home for Our Friends Without an Address. Now, somebody tuning in might say, see you at home. Okay, Champaign, Urbana, see you at home. Mm-hmm. What is see you at home, and how did God launch you into this some years ago?
Yeah, See You at Home is a ministry that God laid on my heart. Really, it started in the winter of 2010, and then the ministry was beginning to be developed and got a name. He gave me the name while I was swimming my laps. You know, God talks to me in the pool sometimes. He talks to me on the motorcycle sometimes. And I got the play on words, See You, and the letter See You for Champaign-Urbana. See You at Home is a ministry that does all different kinds of aspects of ministry for folks who don't have a place to live. It has a place called the Phoenix now that is a daytime center for folks to come into to build relationships, play a game of chess. We've got a guitar that folks can play to get resources from the community and really just love on folks until they're ready to start making some changes. There are transitional houses still for all different groups of people, men, women, families, to spend a year getting the kind of support, case management that they need to get back on their feet. We continue to do outreach to folks who are living under the bridge in a park, to continue to take them a Gatorade and sit down on the ground with them for a while and get to know them. And the education and advocacy part of See You at Home, we had a film a couple of years ago called The Phoenix, Hope is Rising, so we would show that film and talk about mental illness, talk about homelessness, talk about law enforcement and how they interact with folks who don't have a place to live. So See You at Home has become a real integral part of helping folks who don't have a place to live here in Champaign-Urbana.
And I like on your cover, it says, our friends without an address, not people without an address or these unknown people or folks. These are friends without an address. And it's not those with mental health issues or those that aren't working or whatever. It's just people that don't have an address. And that could be a couple that was recently divorced and the wife who hasn't worked in the marriage has the children and now doesn't have an address. Or it could be, I know many times people can maybe stereotype the homeless person as somebody that doesn't work or doesn't have these abilities. No, it could be a professional that got into a drug habit, lost his job, his marriage broke down, whatever, and doesn't have an address. And it's a cross-section of people. It's just not those with mental health. It's an epidemic. It's an issue that's needing to be addressed. And you and the team has been passionate about not only befriending these people and starting to train and build relationships, but hopefully, I know there's been training where some have been employed and provided longer-term housing, and so there's a lot of things that have gone into See You at Home. And are you feeling like God might call you to this same kind of ministry in Colorado? I know you have some resumes out, and you're saying, Lord, you know, is it worship service? Is it a part of a church? Is it another parachurch ministry? So one thing early on, and we'll maybe share this at the end of the program, but how could people pray for you now?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think we all have desires in our heart of things we would like to do that we feel passionate about. And if it could be either worship ministry or Christian radio, I have such a love for Christian radio. So if he would open that door again, that would be something that I would desire. But I'm looking at this time with open hands. So if the Lord wants to use me in some kind of poverty ministry, I'm always ready to share the lessons I've learned through See You at Home and just help others who are doing ministry with folks in different types of need. So if you would just pray for God to reveal that direction to me and that I would be ready to step into it. I am in a situation where the financial part of my life is hopefully going to come from somewhere. It might come from employment. Maybe God wants to get this book on a platform larger than just self-publishing and, you know, a couple hundred books here and there. If he wants to get this book on a larger platform, it'd be pretty remarkable to get to go around and talk about the things in this book. So maybe that's something folks could pray for.
Maybe a part of different symposiums or workshops or other events or gatherings. Yeah. Now, you mentioned that some of what you've learned through See You at Home as far as poverty and such, but it was also personal experience. You lived at Restoration Urban Ministry. You literally sold just about all your possessions and what little income you had, which is so marginal, no one could live on. You saw firsthand or lived the lifestyle of almost being a homeless person that had some shelter, but minimum accommodations, like a one-room setup at Restoration Urban Ministries, or even as people have allowed you to live in their homes, and you know, you've had little roles of caretaking and other things, but you've really seen firsthand God provide, if you will, supernaturally. So that person that's kind of listening in, trying to figure out their own life course and where God would have them, how would them reading this book maybe help them or give them some direction or maybe clarity?
I really think that folks are going to be able to see themselves in this book, especially the struggle with God. What are you doing? What does this thing look like? You're going to see me praying pretty difficult prayers through this book of, God, maybe you don't want me doing this. Maybe you want me to quit. Maybe you're looking for someone else to do this. I had real questions throughout this whole journey, and I think that that's something that folks are going to be able to read and see, wow, I'm really struggling right now too, and God got her through, and this is how he got her through. Mine might look different, but it's a story of someone who, it wasn't easy. It was not an easy road. And generally, when you're starting something from nothing, a business, a small business, any kind of entity, a church plant, it's not easy. There are real struggles. And I think it's encouraging when somebody walks up beside you, puts their arm around you and say, I went down this road. I went down this road 8 years ago. And this is what God did. And keep going.
Yeah.
Be a cheerleader.
On the back cover of your book, More Than Enough, Doug Peterson is quoted, and he's the novelist and VeggieTale writer and also a part of the Prime Life Times,
right?
Yeah, he's one of our content contributors. But he wrote, More Than Enough is a wake-up call to anyone who has become complacent and comfortable worshiping on Sunday and then blending in with our culture 6 days of the week. In these pages, referring to More Than Enough, you will discover that stepping out in faith and giving beyond your means can produce fruit beyond your wildest dreams. What's one of those fruits or the varied things that you've measured, like, wow, God, I can't even believe now looking back how you put this all together?
You touched on one earlier, and it's this phrase, friends without an address. I have heard all different media outlets and professionals leading other organizations in this community over the last about 2 years when they're doing talks or doing interviews. I have not heard one person say homeless people. That's real change. It's how you see someone else. The folks who are in that situation are personified. They're brought to life through those words rather than a label.
That's really
powerful. You're a homeless person.
Right.
No, you're a friend I haven't met yet, and you happen to not have a place to live. You don't have an address.
Had you heard that phrase before you started using it?
Nope. It came to be when we first opened the Phoenix. Tony, that was helping me with this, who's still a very strong part of See You at Home, we were talking about, well, we're sure not going to call people clients, and we don't want to call them guests. And he said, well, why don't we call them friends? We want to be friends with them. And that really, really stuck. And then eventually we started saying with an address, without an address, just to clarify if somebody had a place to live or not.
It really changes the whole aspect of the subject. I love it.
Thank you.
Now, Melanie, those that want to come and purchase the copy and have you sign off on it and maybe hopefully purchase multiple copies, they can come to the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square right in Urbana. And if you don't know where we're at, you can always call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. But Melanie Jackson will be here from 2 to 4. That's this Saturday, the 14th, at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. But say they can can't make it for whatever reason, mm-hmm. they're out of town, how can they purchase copies of this book, or what's the best way to get a hold of you for purchasing the book? Mm-hmm. Or maybe they want you to come and share with their small mm-hmm. group, or present to the larger congregation, or their civic organization, or mm-hmm. whatever affiliation they mm-hmm. have. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, we have a website that has been developed that shares everything about More Than Enough. If you'd like me for a speaking opportunity, you can order the book as a paperback. You can order it digital for your tablet, for your Kindle, through the website. And it's kind of long, but it kind of makes sense, hopefully. It's www.morethanenoughthebook.com, and there's no dots or spaces or anything. So morethanenoughthebook.com, and you can find out more about how to order the book, paperback or Kindle. They're both available on Amazon, and the Phoenix film is available on Amazon now. That just recently happened. So everything about See You at Home is available on that huge portal that we all know, Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this cover says something about you, Melanie. It's a beautiful cover, by the way. But
thank
the
you.
Overflowing cup of water and the miraculous provisions. After hearing the difficulties you went through and to see that that's what you chose to emphasize, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I think God gave me the image for this book before it was written. I had the title and the image before it was written last spring. I did most of the writing in April, and I probably got this image in March and knew that the cup overflowing would hopefully speak to folks. So that when they see the cup overflowing, they know what that means from Scripture, that my cup overfloweth, and that that is how God has provided for me. Those are actually my hands on the cover holding the cup. And He is our provider. I'll say it again, Jehovah Jireh. We can trust Him. Mm-hmm. You can trust Him today for whatever challenge you're facing. He's there. It might not look like it. It might not feel like it. It might feel like your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling. But He's there. He loves you. He wants to help you.
And Marianne, you didn't notice, or maybe you did. You see this little feather in the corner?
I do now.
Oh, that's a whole nother program story.
Oh, okay.
And we made one of those connection feathers in Israel together on a past trip, but that's very strategically placed.
Oh,
if you
lovely.
See that. More stories on how God has confirmed Melanie's faith journey through feathers and God's various unique provisions. Come on out, everyone. Everyone, this Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Great News Radio Center, More Than Enough, Miraculous Provisions Revealed Through See You at Home, for our friends without an address, a story that's hope-filled and might quite possibly be used of God to be the catalyst to get you to step out in faith. So that's this Saturday here at the Great News Radio Center, and you can also find out more at morethanenoughthebook.com, morethanenoughthebook.com. TheBook.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Melanie Jackson with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.